Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Irish Airline Pilots Association has recommended acceptance of Labour Court proposals aimed at resolving its pay dispute with Aer Lingus. Pilots have now suspended their action and recommended acceptance of the pay deal, which includes a 17.75% pay increase for pilots over 4 years. The result of their ballot is now awaited. Some passengers we know still face cancelled flights into early next week. But here to tell us more about the outlook is Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra. So Owen, would we expect the pilots to heed the recommendation of IALPA and vote in favour of these proposals?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, it's peace in our time. Normal service will resume on Wednesday. We could say very little with certainty from the start of this because, it was very hard to predict within IALPA, between IALPA and FORSA what would happen next. But we can say this with absolute certainty. The IALPA members will vote with the recommendation. Their history of IALPA is they're very loyal to their executive. When the executive says reject, they reject. And when the executive says accept, they do by a massive margin, yet usually in the 96-97%.
Okay, so we have a cancellation still in play up to, it's next Wednesday, isn't it?
It is indeed. Now, there's between 7 and 11 flights a day cancelled between now and Sunday. It's quite disruptive. For Monday and Tuesday, it gets it's much more settled. It's basically two Heathrow rotations, the New York EI 106-107 rotation. It was the 104-105. The later one has been hit, a Manchester and a Birmingham. There are no cancellations to mainland Europe for Monday and Tuesday. That seemed to be where Aer Lingus were going. There, you know, as this developed, they were bringing in wet leasing in airplanes from other carriers and were reducing the disruption to about that level. But those flights remain cancelled. It's too late to get back to where the good news is IALPA have suspended their work to rule, which was causing those cancellations.
Now, we were talking about the silver lining in all of this for intending passengers, and there may be some price reductions to come if and when this thing is sorted out.
No doubt. Aer Lingus forward bookings disappeared effectively when the strike was called. Now, there's the downside of that would mean that the overall prices would come down. And we saw price rises on the key trunk routes. Malaga and Faro would be the most popular summer routes out of Ireland, summer sun routes out of Ireland. Ryanair put on extra flights on that, and those which helped keep prices down a little bit. The other side of that is that almost all the summer flights are sold before June, when this dispute or these negotiations got a little bit out of hand. So there isn't a lot of excess capacity. There isn't a lot of Aer Lingus capacity coming back into the market. But certainly there is no doubt that Aer Lingus were practically unable to sell a seat since the IALPA action started.
Mm-hmm. So once that changes, then you might expect to see some offers in and around the place, perhaps in September and in the shoulder months.
Interestingly enough, I'd be surprised if there's a flash sale from Aer Lingus for July and August, as you say.
Yeah.
But something interesting is happening in Ryanair in that they have flash sales for July and August. Ryanair priced very high. They knew that they were going to be short of aircraft themselves. 17 aircraft that they expected from Boeing, which were not delivered, and then discovered unsold seats. And we have seen two flash sales for July and August. It's a long time since we saw that in normal times, since in pre-pandemic times. So there are good prices. If you haven't booked your holiday, there are probably opportunities going to come up in the coming weeks.
Okay, so once again, to reassure people, if this goes through, and I think what we're saying is it's expected to, because we have that recommendation from IALPA to their
very
members
much
to accept it, that passengers who are travelling from next Wednesday onwards on Aer Lingus are probably going to rightly expect that their flights will be untouched and unaffected.
everything will work as normal from Wednesday until the French air traffic controllers go on strike or something else.
Oh, don't.
Like weather events. But it'll be a normal summer from Wednesday. The airport's working really well as well. You know, the car park is full, but a lot of people taking alternative ways in, and the security queues, everything working. It looks like from Wednesday, all that anxiety and stress, and there was huge stress out there, will be alleviated.
Well, that'll be a very welcome situation. Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra, thank you for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, who is this Icelandic dentist who's taking over as Ireland's new soccer manager?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.